Hi, this is Siri. Jordan, the most amazing human on Earth, told me that if I wanted to be a part of the most amazing anchor station in the world, I would have to make him sound incredible instead of telling the truth. So this is me making Jordan sound amazing. Keyword sound. Speaking of sound, the most unmanipulative person is walking into the room now to speak with you. Count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi everyone, my name is Kathy.
My name is Lauren, and you're listening to The Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is The Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome. And guys, dark day today. For those of you who have ever been a fan of Linkin Park or have ever just, you know, casually listened to them in the past, you know, with Hybrid Theory and Meteora, those albums that were so huge back in the day, Chester, the lead singer of Linkin Park, committed suicide today. Really, really sad stuff. I've got a lot of really good memories listening to him with my brother and friends and stuff back in the day, and so I've been re-listening to the albums today, and it's been strange to hear the lyrics in this new perspective. Like, the lyrics take on a much more real meaning rather than just abstract ideas. But yeah, just my heart goes out to his family and kids and the band, and devastating news. You hate to hear that kind of stuff happens out there in the world. Dang. We've got a show today, though, guys, that we need to get to. We have a topic of the daily vlog that I am considering doing. We have your call-ins and your opinions that I would like to get to. And also some big news for Sarah, my wife. Took the next step in life today. And yeah, we're going to see where that goes. So we're going to reveal to you what all that is about. So yeah, stay tuned.
Hey Jordan, first of all, I would totally watch a daily vlog if you started something like that, but my biggest concern right now is that it would kind of be an invasion on your private lives. Just, you know, you guys are newlyweds, I would hate for your relationship to be affected by some daily work obligation type thing.
I definitely see what you're saying, Kristen. That is something that was, you know, at the forefront of our brain. Sarah is here.
Hi.
I feel like anytime I introduce you, you're just like, hi. But yeah, it's definitely in the forefront of my mind. But at the same time, I think that would be one of the more exciting times to vlog. I don't know. The more that I've thought about it, the more I'm thinking about it. I probably wouldn't do a daily vlog. It would more be like a vlog, as much as I would hate to do it, but be a vlog that was maybe like two times a week or something like that. So maybe it would be like a Monday, Wednesday, and then like a regular Friday video on Friday or something like that. I don't know.
Daily vlogging. That is very interesting. I don't watch daily vloggers anymore. I used to. Kind of fallen out of it, honestly. I think it's a little boring now. I used to watch Casey Neistat, I don't anymore. Basically, if you're going to do a vlog, I would not suggest every day, because I like your normal videos, they're really good. So if you were to do a vlog, maybe once a week, like, if you don't feel like you should do it, a daily vlog, then just don't. I don't think you should. I like your normal videos, like, a lot, so I don't know. I mean, it's up to you, but I like what you're doing. You know, I like your weekly videos. It's not too much. It's not too little. I think it's great, honestly, and I always look forward to it. So I hope that feedback helps.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. Like, I don't really watch daily vlogs anymore. Same as you. I watched Casey Neistat. Really don't watch him anymore. I don't know. I'm just really not into daily vlogs. What is wrong with me? Why am I even thinking about doing daily? Sarah, why am I wanting to do daily vlogs? What's the point?
Maybe it's like an experiment, or maybe we just want to like, maybe it's like kind of for us.
Right, because, like, we, like, okay, so I made a vlog one time that was literally just for me and Sarah. I think that I've alluded to this one time, like, in a video. I think I did, but, yeah, so we were, we went to Sarah's grandmother's, funeral, and we just kind of spent, like, a weekend, basically, out in, you know, a small town in Tennessee, and so... I just recorded just our entire time there and edited it together. And I just really, really love that video. Still have never shown that video to anybody. And I think that that inspired me to, potentially want to do something because I felt like it was pretty, I mean, right? Like, what, wasn't it, it was a pretty unique, like, I wasn't just putting clips together or anything. I mean, like, I, right. Like, I edited it, in a way that it felt like a video that was on my channel. Just kind of like that kind of feel and stuff like that. And I don't know, like, I there was something about that sparked my interest. And now it's like, well, I don't know if it's like, that is my interest is in daily vlogging, or it was just like fun to do something else that felt like something I had never really done before. Because like at this point on my channel, like, I feel like not that I've done everything that I can do, but I feel like at this point, like, I'm kind of struggling to think of, like, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, I'm kind of struggling to think of, like, new, maybe so, like, new kind of ideas that I can do that's not just kind of like, you know, me doing a BuzzFeed quiz or, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I want to do more, like, thought-provoking stuff, I suppose. And right now, since, you know, I'm struggling to, like, do videos every single week because, you know, we just got married and we just bought a house and stuff like that, like I've said a million times, I'm wanting to do something that's, like, makes me be able to put out videos, and, like, vlogging what we're doing during the day seems like the most natural thing to do since I'm kind of struggling to stay consistent. I don't really know what I'm saying, guys. I'm just saying that I want to put out more videos, and I'm trying to figure out a way to make that happen, right? Sarah has something to say.
I think what you're trying to do is make a link between your new home life and videos.
Yes, because, like, my channel was totally linked to my old room and everything like that, and so, like, right now I just feel so out of place with, like, just...
Well, and we also just have a lot to do, and so it's just really hard to, like, make time for both of those things. So if they were the same thing, then...
Right. Right. The more that I think about it, Sarah, the more that I think that, like, the only way that we would really do a true, like, quote-unquote daily vlog or almost daily vlog would be, like, if we did... like, just, people are gonna hate this, but if we did, like, a separate channel, and the channel was, like, just us uploading a video that's pretty much unedited, just one take, and it's just, like, us talking about what happened that day, or just, like, while we're doing a project, we literally just, no editing, like, there's just a 15-minute clip of, like, what we're doing during the day and just updating people and talking to people, which would be kind of like what we do on Anchor anyways. Do you know what I'm saying?
That would be the only way I think that you would not lose your mind if we did it often.
Right. And let's be honest, like, I'm not expecting to get, like, a huge audience for that, but, like, at that point it would just kind of be, like, to keep you guys in the loop and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It would just be to... I don't know. I'm trying to come up with more ways to connect with you guys more and everything like that. So that's something that I've thought of in the past. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun to have that be like a low key thing, and then just like some of you guys knew about it and like would go on there, and it would just be a cool little community. So that's something I've thought about as well. Yes, but all that stuff is still up in the air. I don't know, I'm kind of talking myself out of doing, like, a vlog. I've, you know, just from your call-ins and stuff. You guys are always super encouraging, but it was just kind of like, the main idea was, you can try it, but we really like what you're doing now. And, you know, just you like how much time I put into editing what I do. And so I appreciate that you guys appreciate that. And, you know, I feel like YouTube is kind of going in the direction of, you know, definitely quality over quantity. I feel like it was quantity over quality there for a while, but I think it's swinging back in the other direction, which I think is very good. So, yeah, I'll keep you guys updated, but probably not going to do a daily vlog the more that I think about it. Sarah, everybody wants to know, what is the big news? This is a weird transition. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, she's pregnant. I cannot believe she's pregnant. And the answer to that question is a big, fat...
I'm not pregnant. I...
But something more important. No, I'm just kidding. But something extremely important happened today.
I was my last day at my job.
Sarah's kind of sad about it. She's a little sad about it.
I'm a little bit sad. I did not get fired, for the record. I gave her two weeks' notice.
2 weeks' notice.
We were all sad, but...
This was, like, Sarah's, like, first real, like, real job, like, when we were in college together and stuff, and everything like that. So she had been there for, like, 4 years.
So I'm in my fifth school year.
But with... So it is... Yeah. So that it's sad, but now Sarah is moving on to another job, and we're gonna see how that goes for a little while, and then and we're talking about us trying to do more stuff together, and like, you know, Sarah obviously she has her blog blackberrymorning.com, which
needs a little bit of help right now.
Yeah, but it needs a little bit of help. But like, it was really good. Like Sarah was updating all the time, and you know, really great feedback and stuff. And but just with us getting married and everything, you know, that kind of got in the way with a lot of stuff that we were doing. But yeah, so she's gonna revamp all of that and update everything, and it's gonna be good. And we're thinking of doing some other things, like maybe making some stuff and selling it online via Etsy or something like that, because Sarah's so flipping talented with stuff, and it's inspiring. Okay, Sarah, I'll admit it, and I want to help. And I think that we could actually do something fun with this that everybody would like. So, yes, that's the big news. Sarah quit her job, and today was the last day. And I made you a very special lunch last dinner. So, guys, I really don't know how to cook that much food. Like, I mean, like, I know, like, I can make the basic stuff, but when it comes to, like, making anything elaborate, like, I can't really do that. They're going to be shocked at what I think is elaborate.
I was gonna say, for the record, it was a very elaborate version of what he made. It was amazing.
Right.
Very impressed.
Well, so I made chili.
You made a chili dog.
I made a chili dog.
Super gourmet chili dog, not your typical.
Super gourmet chili dog. Thank you, Gordon Ramsay from Hell's Kitchen. And I also found this mom blog, and she told me how to make goat cheese macaroni and cheese. So I didn't get this stuff out of like a package or anything, like this stuff where you just put all the ingredients. Like, I made the whole thing, and I had, so that was fun. I had a little problems along the way and had to figure it out. So I'm hoping that like I can, like, I'm gonna try to make like one new kind of meal a week, so that I just, you know, personally learn how to actually work with different kinds of foods. So yeah, did you like that, Sarah? Was it the most amazing thing that you've ever had in your entire life?
It was the most amazing thing I've ever had, and it was very impressive. It was really amazing.
All right, she kind of lied, but yeah. So kind of sad that Sarah's job has come to an end, but. Fun things in the future, my friends. Fun things. Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. I think that's the end of this broadcast. I'm very sleepy, very tired. And so I will see you guys tomorrow. Love you. And this is the end.